Chris Andemo. Chris Andemo.
Yes, you may have seen her in Rent. It's currently on a UK tour. In Les Mis as well. On The X Factor years ago. And now she's only the UK's Eurovision entry. She's here. She's looking glam. She's looking gorgeous. It's Lucy Jones.
Lucy Jones.
Hello.
Good
morning.
Good morning.
Looking very glam for an early start.
Oh, wow. Thank you very much. I've managed to blag it really well then.
Yeah.
Now, you just told us something which was pretty cool. You're like, yeah, I've got quite a bit of stuff actually. I'm just doing this. I'm doing Blue Peter. And then what are you doing later?
I'm going to be performing and sitting on the couch at the Graham Norton show.
Yes!
Woo!
That's fun, isn't it?
Now, that is exciting in itself, but fellow guest-wise, quite cool.
Really pretty cool. So, I mean, we'll start with John, who's the new guy in the new Star Wars films.
Oh, right,
yes. Beautiful chocolate man.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, yes.
John, but I can never say his surname, which is why I'm not saying it. But
right,
I can
say
you sing it.
I don't know.
John Baeo.
Okay.
That's his name.
John in Star Wars.
Okay, yeah. John,
right.
Yeah.
Then we'll take a step up to Amy Schumer.
Oh.
And Goldie Hawn.
Are you
Goldie
joking?
Hawn?
No.
What? Amy Schumer and Goldie Hawn?
Oh, and my Amy Schumer God. Is like my favourite person on the whole freaking planet.
Wow. She is. She's a very, very funny lady.
She's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then just to put the cherry on top, we've got Mr. Orlando Bloom.
Wow.
Boom.
Wow.
That is good. We haven't got quite that, but we've got Lucy my dog here.
Who's really, really cute.
Oh, she is.
Tried to kill me when I came in.
I know. Sorry about that.
I don't think she meant it.
No, she's
our guard dog.
No, no. Anyway, Lucy Jones, how excited are you? Eurovision, not very far away. Right?
Yeah, man. It's like it's literally here. When I won the national final, it was at the end of January, and it felt like it was so far away, and all of a sudden it's here, and now it's getting a bit scary.
So how's that interim period been? What's it been
well,
like?
Well, it's been a bit crazy because I do 8 shows a week on the road with Rent. So
right. Which is an amazing production, by the way.
Yes,
I mean,
it really
it's phenomenal
is.
Show. Like,
for all the Rent heads out there, we've got a few weeks left on tour, so please do come and see us if you haven't seen it yet. So we've been doing that, but we've also been trying to get ready for the final as well, which is
only a few weeks away.
A week Saturday.
Oh my God!
So
what does that involve, that preparation then? Because it's such a big deal, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, people keep saying to me, what are you rehearsing? It's a 3-minute song and you're singing a ballad.
What?
Like, you don't understand, okay? I need to, every single thing that I do needs to be completely prepped because you don't just sing it once. You sing it like 5 or 6 times at all these different finals. They're like friends and family show. Then you do an open dress rehearsal. Then there's the jury decider, which is on the Friday night.
I didn't know this.
And then on the Saturday, you do one in the afternoon. And then the televised final is the very last one. By that point, you've already been judged by half of your result.
Yeah.
Givers, really.
Wow. Okay.
Oh my goodness. And have you got to do dance routine as well?
I can't tell you anything.
Oh no!
I know. I'm so sorry.
Well, come on, we're not got any stunts. Any like cows
I know,
being
I'm
milked
sorry,
or anything
it's
like
really
that?
Really annoying, but I can't tell you anything about. Maybe there's a gimmick. Who knows? Maybe
they'll be. Lucy the dog. She'd be good on it.
We do have the same name.
Yeah, so. That is true.
There's a gimmick.
Can you confirm that you won't be milking cows on stage like that entry before?
You've heard it here first.
Okay, boom, that's an exclusive.
No udders on the stage.
Oh wait, no, I didn't say no udders.
No udders, just no cows being milked.
No cow milking.
That would be weird, wouldn't it? If you appear with a massive udder and we're watching it going, oh my God, we were right.
Well, actually, with my role in Rent, it would be quite apt.
Oh, it would, wouldn't
because
it?
Because I do milk an imaginary cow in Rent.
Yes,
it
is. As Maureen, which I have to say was the best Maureen, like, because that, right, this is a bit Rent head now, but if you haven't seen it, your first, like, bit on stage in Rent can be quite weird, can't it, in the production? Because
it's
like
bonkers.
A performance art piece.
Yeah, it's like a big protest number.
Yeah.
But she thinks she's found this amazing way of protesting against the homeless being evicted from there, where they've kind of set up lots. And she does it through the, you know, the cow jumping over the moon, the fairy tale.
Yes,
so she's
kind of familiar with that.
It's like somebody's done that on acid and found this whole new way of expressing themselves.
Yeah.
And it can be completely...
I've seen some awful renditions of it where you go, what's going on? What are they doing? But Lucy Jones, you brought it to life. It was funny. It was brilliant. And your voice was amazing.
Well, I'm sold. I'm going to see it. I've never seen it.
Anyway, enough about Rent. Let's get back to your vision and let's hear...
Yes.
Never Give Up On You. This is the Seventh Heaven mix. This is a bit tops off, just to prepare yourself if you're on the bus this morning. This is Lucy Jones and our UK Eurovision entry. Come on, Lucy, you can do it.
Tell me your secrets. chance, I'll keep him safe. No sign of weakness, it's a sign of faith. We'll stand tall, so you don't.
The UK's Eurovision entry. This is a mix. On the night, it'll be very ballady and beautiful and gorgeous. And sung by the amazing Lucy Jones.
She's very talented. She's very gorgeous. And she's sat right next to me!
Yay! Sorry, during your song, I was just showing you a gif of George Takei watching six naked male strippers.
I've just never seen so much joy on one face.
I know. It's amazing. You've got to check it out on Facebook.
Yeah, do go to our Facebook page and have a look at that. So, not long to go, Lucy.
Not long. It's creeping up.
Yeah. Now, were you a Eurovision fan? Or is this like a whole new thing? Yeah.
Totally. I remember as a kid, I had one of those like tiny little tellies in my room and I had stickers all around the outside of the screen. And I remember vividly sitting on my bed with a couple of my friends. We'd have sleepovers and like, watch it as a kid. Then I got a bit older and started going to the fancy dress parties.
Oh,
and then the drinking games started. Have you guys done the moustache one?
No. What is this, Lucy Jones? Okay. So, hang on, got to make notes.
Yeah. Take notes.
Right, moustache.
So somebody at my fiance's work told me about this one. Mm-hmm. And it's so good. You can do it with like any TV show.
Okay,
if you're bored on a Saturday night, get a moustache out.
I love
Britain's
this.
Got Talent. Okay.
Brilliant. Yeah.
So you get, you know those like stick on moustaches?
Yeah, I've got one. I'm wearing one on Friday night, actually.
I thought you were going to say now.
I was like, it's a rubbish one, Emma. Can't see it.
I was going to say, it looks really natural. Way!
Thanks, Lucy. I think.
So you take your sticky moustaches and you put them on the screen at different angles in different places.
Right.
And every time somebody on the screen matches up with a moustache, you drink.
This is
phenomenal.
It's life-changing. That I've is
a,
tell
right,
you.
We'll give you a breakfast ripple for that.
I love that.
That is amazing.
It's a pretty good one. It is a pretty good one.
Right, well, I'm definitely going to play
definitely
that.
Definitely doing
yeah.
that. Who's your favourite Eurovision entry then of the past?
I mean, like mine
probably.
Ever?
Yeah, mine probably is Bucks Fizz because it was very important when they won.
Yeah, yeah, like pivotal, right?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. And the ripping off of the skirts, you know.
Yeah.
It's never been
yeah.
matched as well,
absolutely
has it really?
No.
Not bad for you.
I do. There was one from Ukraine in 2009 mm-hmm. called Shady Lady.
Oh don't remember her.
Okay.
She sounds immense.
You need to have a little YouTube
right,
at some point.
Shady.
Okay.
That one's a treat.
Oh, okay.
Treat for the eyes and ears.
Who knew that I'd have a to-do list after Lucy Jones has been in? That's brilliant.
I have that effect on people. I'm very organised.
It's great.
Listen, have you been given any good tips about how to win Eurovision? Has anyone tried to seriously sit you down and go, come on, Lucy, this is what you've got to do?
Well, No.
All right, okay.
Have you had like any contact with like previous entrants or whatever?
Okay,
or, like,
so my
what
song,
yeah.
my song is written by Emily DeForest, who won in 2013.
Yes,
so she won. So I'm hoping that
it's a good song.
Like, she wrote a really cool song. Mm. She co-wrote it with a couple of guys who write other really good songs as well.
Great.
And we recorded it in a studio where Justin Bieber had been the day before, which I was thrilled about.
Did it whiff? Did it still have a Bieber scent?
I won't tell you what it smelled of, but it definitely still smelled.
Do tell.
Wow.
Maybe off air.
Anyway.
Moving on.
So, no, I've had, like, chats with her, and she's super supportive and really cool. Like,
great.
Mainly from people who've done it before, people have just said to me, have an amazing time. Take loads of pictures. Enjoy it. Mm. If your family come out, like, enjoy it with them. Like, really just... Don't get too excited and get too busy. Just try and
relax.
Remember everything. Because I remember this from X Factor.
Yeah,
you get so thrown into it and you get so busy
you just
blur. You just get on with it.
You've got to enjoy it, haven't you?
Exactly.
Are you with the mindset? Are you thinking, I can win this? Or are you thinking, reality check, we haven't won in years, we're not going to. How are you thinking about it?
Well, okay, it's competition. You have to go in believing that you can win. Right?
Yes.
You have to try.
Yes. Yeah, yes.
I think that this year, like seriously, I think this year we're being treated a bit differently on the kind of global scale of it because the
Brexit.
Song is cool.
Oh, right.
No, I mean, it's the song. We'll get on to that.
Yeah.
It's interesting though because even though that obviously is hell of a year for me to go and do it.
Yeah.
I mean, Christ.
Yeah.
But the song is good. Mm. The song legitimately could be like, it could be somebody else's song that like we would we'd accept it if it was in the top 10. If
absolutely, absolutely.
So
yeah.
I'm kind of going from that and how much I love the song and love performing it. Mm. I'm just really hoping that what we're hearing, that the love we're getting from Europe and from Australia and from all these places, I'm really hoping that that kind of bodes well for the competition.
Absolutely.
Well, we're backing you, Lucy.
Yeah, totally.
Thanks, gang.
And also, I think, you know, it's a massive PR thing, isn't it? The song is something, but also you've got to do the rounds and you know, you can sell the UK better than anyone else. You know what I mean? You're lovely. Do you know what I mean? It's not going to be an issue, is it? You know, it's
I think we've fallen in love with a bit.
Yeah, I think I'm a bit in love.
Guys, love you.
Love you right back, Lucy.
Now, are you like taking a big cheer squad? Have you got your friends and family? Who's going out?
So my parents coming with my brother and my fiance's coming and a couple of my friends and my producers from Rent are flying over.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, nice little crew.
Big old party after the final then.
Absolutely.
Now, Lucy, I don't know if you've heard, right, but the Eurovision Song Contest, quite a lot of gay men like it. I don't know if that's a thing.
What?
So are you prepared? I know, gay men, yeah. Are you prepared? Because there will be a little bit of a gay icon status that happens.
True.
As soon as you represent the UK in Eurovision, are you prepared for very well moisturised men coming up to you in the street for years to come?
Listen, I think everyone should over moisturise, so that's a really good start. I am a huge fan of a gay crowd, and this is not just a kind of geographical thing because I'm sat here saying this.
No.
For the last like 6 years, every single year, and I wonder if anyone listening has ever seen me at one, I do a little small gay club tour towards the end of the year. There's especially up north, kind of Blackpool way, there's some really cool little places where, like, now I go in and I feel like I work there, like I'm a barmaid, because I go in and the security girls are like, Liz, hey, how's it going? So we sit down and we drink for a couple of hours, and then I go on and then we drink for a few more hours. I just have the best time, honestly. I've never gone into a gay venue or had a gay crowd at a venue.
Yeah.
That I've felt kind of intimidated by, or it's a wrong perception that en masse gay men are bitchy.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, for some people maybe it is. Yeah. For me, it just never has been. I've always felt very kind of welcomed, and it's a warm room, and I've had a great time.
Yay!
So I'm totally up for that.
I think whatever happens, you're going to get asked to do a lot of Pride gigs this summer.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I love Pride.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, Pride.
Come on.
Come on, somebody. I'll do it.
Yeah, brilliant. Right.
I will not be surprised if our paths meet again and we'll be asked to introduce you on stage at some point this summer.
In front of a big room full of gays.
Yeah.
Lucy Jones, it's been an absolute pleasure. Look, best of luck, darling.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
We are right behind you. That's our Gay UK.
Yeah, and the song is brilliant. You can download it now, right?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you want to catch Lucy in Rent the Musical, do it as well. It's still on tour. It's one of the best Rents I've seen. I'm a bit of a Rent head, so give her a massive ripple, please.
It's Lucy Jones! Chris and Emma, Gay DR.